You're listening to the Becoming Seen podcast with your host, Pam Hamilton, episode 16.
Welcome to another episode of Becoming Seen, the podcast where you explore the art and science of creating authentic visibility so you can find the courage to be seen, heard, valued, and create a life you love. With your host, mindset and visibility expert, Pam Hamilton.
Hey there. Welcome to another episode of Becoming Seen, the Art and Science of Authentic Visibility. I'm your host, Pam Hamilton. And today, we're talking about the transformative power of mindfulness. Now, you might be wondering, what does mindfulness have to do with increasing visibility? Well, let's start there. Let's start by unpacking what mindfulness is and how it intertwines with our journey towards authentic visibility. Mindfulness, simply put, is the practice of being present in the moment without judgment. It's about tuning into our thoughts, feelings, sensations, and surroundings with openness and curiosity. And here's where the magic happens. When we're being mindful, we're better equipped to respond to life's challenges with clarity and compassion. We're able to step into our authentic selves, which is essential for increasing visibility. You see, authenticity shines through when we're fully present and engaged in our interactions, whether it's a conversation with a friend, a presentation at work, or simply walking down the street. Mindfulness allows us to show up as our true selves, making us more visible in the most genuine way. And it makes it easier because when you're focused in the moment, in what's happening right then, right now, you're not worried about what happened yesterday. You're not worried about what might happen tomorrow. You're not worried about whether you look foolish in this moment. You're not worried about making mistakes, or that you've always made mistakes, or that you might make a mistake now, or that you may have already made a mistake, because you're in that moment. You're in the now. You're focused right now in this moment. And all that other eternal nonsense, all that other external nonsense that gets in our way and keeps us feeling like we can't move forward, like we're not good enough, like maybe I can't do this, isn't there, because you're in the moment without judgment. That's why it helps. So let's talk about some practical tips for incorporating mindfulness into our everyday lives, because there are simple practices that anyone can do no matter how busy life gets. So, for one, take a mindful pause. Next time you find yourself rushing from one task to the next, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and bring your awareness to the sensations in your body. Notice the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. This simple act of pausing and tuning into your body can help you feel more grounded and centered and allow you to approach the rest of your day with more clarity and presence. It's easy to do. It's not like, oh, we're taking 20 minutes to meditate. And yes, I'm a real firm believer in doing contemplations and spending that time, but you can incorporate mindfulness into everyday moments. Just try it right now. Just stop right in this moment and take a deep breath. And bring your awareness to what's happening in your body. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and your abdomen expanding as you breathe. Didn't that feel good? Didn't that feel like, oh, yeah, that helped. And now you can move on with the rest of your day. Another tip, a second tip, is to practice mindful listening. In our fast-paced world, it's really easy to get caught up in our own thoughts and agendas, especially in conversations. But true connection happens when we're fully present with the person in front of us, even if it's online. So the next time you're talking to someone, try practicing mindful listening. Put aside your own thoughts and distractions and really tune in to what the other person is saying. Notice their words, the tone they're using, their body language. By giving them your full attention, you not only deepen your connection with them, but you increase your own visibility by showing up as a truly engaged listener. People pay attention to that because so few people actually listen. Tip number three, find moments of mindful movement. Who says mindfulness has to be confined to sitting meditation? You can infuse mindfulness into everyday activities like walking or washing the dishes. The key is to bring your full attention to the present moment. Notice the sensation of your feet touching the ground as you walk, or the feel of the warm air and soap bubbles on your hand as you clean. By bringing mindfulness to these moments of movement, you not only cultivate a sense of peace and calm, but also increase your overall presence as you become more and more in the habit of finding these moments of mindful movement. Number four, embrace mindful gratitude. So often we say we're grateful for everything. I say it all the time. And gratitude is a powerful practice. And it can help us cultivate mindfulness in our daily lives. Just take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a beautiful sunrise, a delicious cup of coffee, or the love of family and friends. By shifting your focus to the positive aspects of your life, you not only invite more joy and abundance, but you also increase your visibility because you're radiating that positivity and gratitude wherever you go, and it catches people's attention. Number five, create mindful boundaries. And I talk about boundaries all the time because they're so important. We live in a hyper-connected world. We're always on. People can always reach us. And that makes it more important than ever for us to set boundaries and protect our time and energy. Practice saying no to things that don't align with your values or priorities. And give yourself permission to step away from the technology and the distractions when you need to. By honoring your own needs and boundaries, you cultivate a deeper sense of self-respect and authenticity. And you increase your visibility by showing people that you value and prioritize yourself. That makes you stand out, and it makes you more valuable when you do choose to show up and to do, rather than just doing it out of obligation. You're doing it out of choice, and that's valuable. And that's it, right? There you have it. Five simple tips for incorporating mindfulness into your everyday life. So there you have it. Five simple tips for incorporating mindfulness into your everyday life. Just remember, mindfulness is not about adding more to your to-do list. It's about infusing presence and awareness into everything you do. By practicing these simple techniques, you can cultivate a greater sense of authenticity, connection, and visibility in your life, allowing your true self to shine brightly for all to see. And that's what we want, especially for those that we have a message to share with. So, try it out. Thank you for joining me today on Becoming Seen, the Art and Science of Authentic Visibility. I hope you found these tips helpful, and I invite you to join me next time as we continue on our journey toward becoming more authentically seen in the world. Until then, stay mindful, stay present, and keep shining your light bright.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it on iTunes. The link is in the show notes. Your review helps us grow.